So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Arba Aves Nezikin. The Torah mentions four primary causes of damage for which the owner is liable for tashlum and reimbursement. Hashar, an ox that caused damages. V'habar, if a person's hole in the ground caused a hezek. If one digs a pit in the public domain and fails to cover it, and an animal fell in and was either killed or injured, he's liable for the damages. V'hamaveh, as the Gemara cites in Machlekes, maveh refers either to Adam, a person, or to Shein, his ox eating, that caused a hezek. V'hahever, a person's fire that caused a hezek, if he failed to guard his fire from spreading into another person's property. And as the Mishnah concludes, u'kashehizik, chav hamazik l'sham tashlumi nezik b'meita ba'aretz. If one of these four others caused damage, the owner is liable to reimburse the nizik with his most superior fields. The Mishnah points out that the Torah needed to specifically teach all four others. Had the Torah mentioned only one av, we could not have derived the others from it, as the Gemara elaborates in the later Dafim. The Gemara points out, avos mechlal de'ikar toldos. The Mishnah implies that aside from the primary causes of nizikin, there are also secondary causes of nizikin. Therefore, the Gemara asks, toldosin kayyotze behen or lav kayyotze behen? Are the toldos similar to their av or not? And the Gemara elaborates on this question by citing other halachas where there are avos betoldos. On the one hand, regarding Shabbos, the Mishnah states, avos malachas arbam chaser achas. There are 39 primary malachas that are forbidden on Shabbos, which implies that there are also secondary malachas. And there are toldos in kayetzvahen. The toldos are similar to the avos in that loishna av chatas, loishna toldo chatas, loishna av skila, loishna toldo skila. If a person transgressed b'shoigig, he did one of the malachas unintentionally, he's obligated in the karban chatas. And if he transgressed b'mezid intentionally, he's punished with skila, stoning, regardless of whether it was an av or toldo. Therefore, the only difference between avos and toldos regarding Shabbos is that shtei aves b'hadi ha'dadi, inami shtei toldos b'hadi dadi, mechayev kol chada v'chada. If a person violated two aves or two toldos of different aves simultaneously, he's liable for each and every malacha. However, av v'toldos didei loy mechayev l'chada. If a person violated one av and its own toldos, or two toldos of the same av simultaneously, he's liable for only one malacha. On the other hand, regarding tumah, the Mishnah states, aves ha'tumas, Hasheretz, Vashach Vazera, Vitamei Meis. There are three primary sources of Tumah. And Toldosein, Lavka Yetzbehen. And the Toldos are not similar to the others. And that Av, Mitama Adam Mekalim. An Avatumah transmits Tumah even to a person or utensil, and certainly to a food or drink. But Toldos, Oichlinu Mashkin, Mitame Adam Mekalim, Loi Mitame. A Toldos, which is a Rishon Lutumah, does not transmit Tumah to a person or utensil, only to a food or drink. The Gemara now concludes its question. Hachamai. What is the status of toldos regarding nizikin? Is it nizikin toldosein kayetzbehen as with Shabbos? One is liable for damages through a toldos. Or nizikin toldosein lav kayetzbehen as with tumah? One is not liable for damages through a toldos. The Gemara concludes, Amar HaPapa, yesh mehen kayetzbehen v'yesh mehen lav kayetzbehen. Regarding some of us nizikin, the toldos is similar to the av, while regarding other of us nizikin, the toldos is different than the av. The Gemara proceeds with the sources for the four avos nezikin, and which avos are toldosein lav kayetzbehen. Tan Rabbanan, gimel avos nemer b'shar, hakeren, v'ashein, v'aregel. The Torah discusses three primary damages of an ox. Keren, a shur gores with its horn. Shein, a shur chews food with his teeth. Regel, a shur tramples with its feet. The source for keren is in the pasuk b'chiyigach shur es ish o es isha, if an ox gores a man or a woman. A negiche el b'keren, the word negiche refers to its horns as one pasuk, which refers to keren telusha, an unattached horn, states, v'yasle tzidkia bin kanana karni barzel, v'yimme koyama Hashem be'ele tenagach esaram b'gaymer, and the second pasuk, which refers to mechubaris, an attached horn, states, v'chayr shayr hadur loy b'karene re'em karnav behem amim yinagach. And in both forms of keren, it depends. Tam, mishalm chatzin nezik. If a shur who did not yet kill three times kills another ox through keren, the owner pays half the value of the ox. Mu'id, mishalm nezik shalom. And if the shur already killed three times, he pays the full value of the ox. The Gemara then teaches four toldos of keren. Negifa, a shur shoves with its body. Neshicha, a shur bites with its teeth. Revitza, a shur lies down on something. Be'ita, a shur kicks with its feet. Now, the Gemara explains, Negifa is merely considered a toldos de keren, but not an av, even though the pasuk does state ki yigayf shur ish asher ri'eyu, because hay negifa negichihi. Negifa here refers to keren, as the pasuk concludes, oynoy de kishur nagachu. However, the pasuk which refers to the hezek of keren, to a person, states ki yigach, because adam de isle mazla. As Rashi explains, a person knows to protect himself. Therefore, the shur must deliver a negicha, a forceful blow, to kill him. While the pasuk which refers to the hezek of keren to a shur states ki yigaif, because behemah de lesle mazla. A shur does not know how to protect itself, and therefore even a negifa, a moderate blow, will kill him. And therefore, mu'ud la'adam have a mu'ud la'behema. A shur that became a mu'ud to kill humans is also considered a mu'ud regarding oxen. But mu'ud la'behema lo have a mu'ud la'adam. A shur that became a mu'ud only to kill oxen is not considered a mu'ud regarding humans. The Gemara continues to explain. Neshicha is a tilada de keren, but not of shein, even though they're both done with its teeth, because shein yeshano lehazeka. Through shein, the shur enjoys the food it ate, while through both keren and neshicha, the shur does not enjoy the hezek it causes. And revitzo ubi'ita are talad de keren, but not of regel, even though they are all done with its feet, because regel hezek matzoi, hani ein hezek matzoi. The hezek of regel is more common, because the shur constantly walks and destroys anything in its path, while the hezek of keren and revitzo ubi'ita are not so common. The Gemara concludes that regarding Keren, the four Teladis are similar to their Av, and that Keren de Kavanasi Lahazik, Umamainchush Mrasna Lacha, Hanenami Kavanas Lahazik, Umamainchush Mrasna Lacha. Just as the owner is liable for the Keren, the Av, because the animal's intention was to cause damage, and the owner did not guard his Chur, so too he's liable for the Teladis, where it also was the Chur's intention to cause damage, and the owner did not guard his Chur. This discussion continues in the next daf.